Coons, we're very happy the last sort of week or so. The Redbacks absolutely on fire. Very, very nice win against the Bulls in the one day. And then yesterday, it was a good, solid draw. One of their absolute stars, not just for the Redbacks, but of course in Australian cricket, is Alex Carey. He joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Kez.
Good morning, Hazy. Good morning, Coons. How are you?
Going really well, thanks, mate. Good to have you on board this morning. Congratulations on the clash yesterday and your form in particular, but geez, it was an interesting one. Came right down to the final session. It was exciting.
Yeah, it was. It was a interesting game of cricket, really. I think there was lots of ebbs and lots of flows and an opportunity there yesterday to win a game. And then I guess a bit of a later decision to maybe say, let's put the cure in the rack and try to escape with a draw. And we did that. So, yeah, some huge positives out of the last week of cricket and some, again, some areas where you can continue to improve.
At what stage did the plan change from trying to win to trying to save the game? Obviously, 324, you would have thought you were half a sniff?
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to come away with the victory this week. And going into the last day, we knew there was going to be a run chase. And it was around the figure we thought. We got off to a steady start. And then we just lost wickets probably at crucial times. Just before the tea break, Jake Carter was out. So then Travis and I came together just after tea, and then Travis got out. And then Harry and I started to build again, and then he got out. And it was probably just sneaking away from us because I guess going into that game, we went with the extra bowler. So our number seven was Nathan McAndrews, who's done a fantastic job, but potentially, one batter in the sheds and the game could have been different. But I think we did a great job to sum up the situation. We definitely wanted to get those runs when Travis and Harry and I were together. And then, later decision to probably say that that'll do. We knew there was a new ball around the corner. And, we put the cue in the rack when sort of Nathan McAndrew come out to bat.
Because it's an interesting situation because we see so many draws that we start to analyse draws now, whether it was a good draw or even a bad draw. But this one in particular, like you mentioned, the fact that you were going for the win before you had to settle for the draw probably suggests that, I don't want to count the chickens before they hatch, but sort of feel like a win might not be too far away.
Yeah, look, I think we're playing some really good cricket and it has shown over the last 12 months in the four-day format. Again, we haven't got that victory that we are craving, but we're in games for a long time. We're driving games of cricket. We are close, but I guess, cricket's a funny game. It doesn't owe us anything, but we're getting a lot closer. There were some really good performances throughout the week. Potentially we chase those runs and or we go after them a bit harder and we lose a few more wickets and people might say, what have you got to lose? But I think good cricket teams are really hard to beat. And I think we're proving that at the moment.
How do you go with changing your mindset to attack, to trying to save the game when you're in the middle and when you see a nice little floating ball, half volley outside off stump that you just want to swing the willow at? How hard is it to try and keep in control when you're trying to save the game and ultimately save your wicket?
Yeah, defence is not my natural game. And to be honest, there's not too many times in the nets where I go, righto, batting coach, we've got to block them today. So, it is difficult. But look, you put the team first, don't you? And you shift that mindset. I thought Nick Andrews' defence was very strong. Frankie Worrell come out right at the end against that new ball and showed a really good defence. And, my form of defence against the spin was sort of attack a little bit. So, it is hard. But, you put the team first. You try to get as many messages back to the box as possible. And you sum up the game as quickly as we can. Would have loved to have attacked for a bit longer, but speaking to Trav and Diz, it was probably time when we lost Harry Nielsen, our last note batter, to say, we might try to save this one instead of continuing to go after it and lose a few more wickets and really put the bowlers under pressure to save the game for us.
I mean, it really showed how versatile you can be with the bat to be able to go from that sort of mindset to really save the game. 66 not out. You must be happy with your own form and the way that you've started the summer.
Yeah, look, I'm really confident at the moment. I would love to have again been a bigger scorer and win a game of cricket. That's all I'm sort of craving at the moment is trying to find ways to help us win games of cricket. And yeah, I feel like all our players are in really good form. You look across the batting lineup and they've all made a score at some stage in the early part of the season. Our bowlers are taking some really good wickets and you know, that first innings bowling Queensland out for 150 and then the wicket flattened out a bit. We kept trying on day three and we didn't quite get that breakthrough we really wanted and Khawaja played really well. But yeah, myself and I think the rest of the group are really confident. We've done a lot of good work this winter. So no surprise we're really in games of cricket. We got that one day win that, again, you know, a win's a win and in one day cricket, that's great. And we take a lot of confidence out of that and it showed throughout the week. We go to WA on Saturday. We've got a one-dayer and a four-dayer over there, and then we go down to Tassie. So we've got lots of cricket coming up to continually talk about it, improve it, and really, yeah, chase that Sheffield Shield win that we are after.
You're in good form, and there's a new selector, Tony Dottomade. Has he been in touch? Because traditionally we hear from cricketers who are on the fringe and they don't get a lot of feedback from selectors, if any. Have you been in touch with any of the selectors about your form and what could possibly be coming up this summer?
Not really, no. Look, I understand sort of in cricket you need to be scoring runs and yeah, the rest will sort of look after itself. So I might send him a bottle of red wine and send him a message and congratulate him. That might be a way of going about it. But no, I don't really. George Bailey's been around most of the games this year and you just chat to him and you sort of, you get a good feel for it, don't you? If you're scoring runs and you're a charge, if you're not, then there's probably someone else out there that is. But I'm enjoying it. I'm loving my cricket at the moment. And yeah, like I said, hopefully there's a win around the corner.
Redbacks wicketkeeper Alex Carey joins us this morning because you get some sort of a chance to, I'm not saying go nuts, but have a bit of a celebratory moment from last week as well. I know you couldn't pretty much do it after the one day. You had to focus on probably training, get ready for the Shield format. But after yesterday, do you guys have a chance to maybe sit back and have a nice little bottle of beer in the sheds or something?
Look, there was a couple. Not really. I was... my celebrators were changing nappies. That was what I was dealt with. So that was nice. But no, the lads are a close bunch. We do hang out a lot together. We've had a lot of good functions throughout the pre-season. And you know, Friday after a long week on the track, we either get a past player in to have a chat to and a couple of quiet beers and really bond. And yeah, it's a young group and there's lots of new faces. And I think one of the strengths of Jason Gillespie is bringing groups together quickly and making it a really strong and united group. And yeah, yesterday, again, after that game, we had a couple of debutants. So they had a beer and that was against their old mob in Queensland. So a couple of those guys come in and yeah, it's a great feel. It's a great feel around the group. Maybe for me, we go on the road to WA this week. So maybe I can have a quiet beer then after the game and not have to worry about stag duties for a little while.
Yeah, life's about balance, Kez. You've got to have a nice, fine balance. There's time for parenting and there's also time for beers and you have to balance up the both to be the best teammate and the best husband and father you can be. Take that advice from me. Hey,
Eloise is listening to that.
Eloise, let him have a beer or two. Yeah. All right, let the man relax. Hey, what do you make of Travy Head's form at the moment? Seeing him pretty well in both forms of the game, particularly in the one-day format.
Oh, he's... he's probably the best batter in the country at the moment. When he scores 100, he makes it a really big 100. And when he misses out, it's normally about 50 or 60. So, yeah, he's flying at the moment. He's in a really good headspace. He's leading us really well on the field and performing so strongly that I don't think we'll see him for too much longer throughout the summer, which is a shame for us, but great for him. He's in a, like I said, a really good headspace. And loving batting down the other end with him and watching him play, the game normally moves pretty quickly when he's at the crease. So hopefully he continues that form the next few rounds and puts us in a really good position to win another game of cricket.
Give us an inside, Kez, into Marnus Labuschagne and the verbal stuff that goes on out there, because even through watching the coverage, it seems like that bloke just never shuts up.
Yeah, he loves cricket. He would he would play cricket even if he wasn't getting paid. He would play and train most days, I reckon. He absolutely loves it, which is great for the game. He brings a lot to the Australian cricket team and then to the Queensland. It's great to see the passion of guys like that running around. Lots of theatre out there yesterday afternoon when balls were missing the stumps by about a metre. They thought it was pretty close. So it was, it was enjoyable to be out there and be in that moment. There's a few little chirpy ones. One of our own Adelaide striker, Matty Renshaw, loves a little chat. The Sheffield Shield competition's strong. It's there's great banter out there. There's great cricket played. It's fun to be a part of.
Pretty divisive issue at the moment is the COVID vaccine in players and certainly sporting fraternity at the moment. There's a lot of conversation around it. What information have you guys been given about the vaccine?
Lots of information about it. I think we're all really well informed. We understand the profession we're in, that we move around the states to play and internationally as well. I don't think there's anyone that I'm aware of that hasn't had at least one jab or both of them. I'm fully vaccinated. I know the Cricket Australia team is as well, to be able to travel. I guess the information is for us, where everyone's comfortable with getting vaccinated with it. It's a big summer of cricket coming up. There's a big bash, there's an Ashes series, and the players are doing all they can to keep the show on the road. I'm certain that all the Sacker boys at least have had one, if not two, jabs.
All right, mate, congratulations on your knock yesterday. Best of luck on this weekend against WA, mate. Hopefully we get to see you run around in some Australian colours very soon. You know how we are absolutely. If you want us to do it as well, we'll send that bottle of wine to Tony Dodder, mate, if that's okay.
No, it sounds good to me. It's great to chat to you guys this morning, and couple of Flagstaff Hill Football Club members here. So, Coons, it's another flag for the boys. There's a few texted in to me and made sure that you gave them a shout-out again this week.
Yeah, I've been giving them a plug all week. They just do not lose. Ever since I left, they've just won. I think they've won every premiership since I got drafted. So, yeah, the Bush Pigs are flying at the moment, Kez. Good to see.
That's it, mate. Enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.